So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and sink into that deep place of peace and ease that underlies all of the activity. Just getting quiet for a moment. Letting go of the getting here and being here now. Letting go of the resistance. And just focusing on the breath. Breathing and noticing that something may change. I noticed that my shoulders dropped. You might notice that your tongue gets off the roof of your mouth and down into the bottom of your mouth. You might notice that your eyes relax or that your belly relaxes. Wherever you hold your stress, you can feel the resistance lessen when you just breathe and intend to relax, just a little at a time. No hurry, we have plenty of time. Just breathing, just relaxing, just remembering that all is truly well, that there is ease here, there is gentleness here. There is even tenderness here. And if it feels comfortable to do so, you can kind of lay your hand over your heart and set the intention to touch yourself with tenderness. That's a very potent phrase for me. Because of something that happened one day with my kitty cat. I had a cat that used to get into a particular place when she wanted to be petted. And I would go over and give her a pet, but a lot of times my mind was elsewhere, not with my kitty. And she would not let up her desire to be petted. She kept insisting that I pet her. And then my mind was somewhere else and I wanted to pet her less and go do something else more. And she kept meowing at me when I tried to leave and insisting that I pet her. And so I just stopped and took a breath and said, "What's the deal here?" And I heard the words, "Touch with tenderness." And I stopped and I focused on my kitty and how sweet her face was and how much I loved her. And with my intention to touch with tenderness, I was present with her in that moment. It changed the quality of my intention. My attention. To intend to touch her with tenderness. And suddenly there was a presence and a warmth and a beauty and a connection that hadn't been there previously when I was just obsessed with something different. And when I allowed myself to be fully present and touch her with tenderness. She connected with me and that achieved the objective that she wanted. And after a very few pets, if cats smiled, she smiled at me and jumped down and went along her merry way because her intention was to connect, not to get petted for 20 minutes, but to connect. And as Abraham says, alignment trumps everything. She just wanted my alignment and then my focus on her. Because my focus on her without alignment wasn't very valuable to her. And so you can rest your hand if it feels better, or keep it on your heart. But I have a quote from the cruise that I was on, the Mediterranean cruise from October of 2018, where Abraham said, "The world is a big clump of potential, and so is every person you know. The more in sync you become, the more ability to attract harmony from them you have. Just tune into who you are and extract the best from all everywhere. Practice satisfaction and live there, and you will keep active within you the things you want to keep attracting in your life." Abraham said, "Most humans don't understand their guidance and live conditional lives. They want things to happen first. They are not aware of what unfolding feels like. They're introspective about what is and judge it as right or wrong. They are critical of other clumps, whether they are black or white, Democrat or Republican, straight or gray, gay, professional or creative. We want you to mix up all the clumps into diversity. Identify just two clumps, those that are in alignment and those that are not in alignment. In alignment, there is beauty in all the clumps." So we're going to practice clumping into two clumps today: the clumps of alignment and the clumps of not alignment. Doesn't matter what other clumps people belong to. Today we're just going to look at those two: the clumps that are in alignment and those that are not in alignment. My kitty was really good in perceiving that I was out of alignment when I wasn't present with her. And when I came into alignment with the intention to touch her with tenderness, she was very satisfied with me very quickly, and our interaction was pleasant and joyful. That was very powerful because it showed me that the kitty immediately recognized alignment once I returned to the place of alignment. And she was very clear that she wasn't wanting to be there when I was out of alignment. So as we begin to identify two clumps, just those who are in alignment and those who are out of alignment in this moment, let us relax and breathe again. And just focus on coming into alignment ourselves. Focus on the deep peace that underlies the activity. Focus on that beautiful place of light and love and joy that exists at the center of all being, non-physical being, eternal and infinite, is the truth of who we are. And Abraham says it's the largest part of who we are. And that large part of ourselves exists at the center of this smaller physical manifestation of that large, beautiful, infinite, loving energy. And so as we just sink into the center place, we are surrounded by love. We are surrounded by light. And we are touched with tenderness in every single moment of every day in all of time. That infinite presence ever touches with tenderness. For our inner beings are ever aware of us, ever in alignment, and ever calling us into alignment with the gentleness of callings. calling us toward relief, calling us up the emotional scale, reminding us to be present, to relax, to breathe, to find comfort in this moment. And as we become quiet and centered, we can feel our thoughts slow down, maybe even begin to identify some space between the thoughts, a peaceful place, quiet flow, a gentle ease. We can even smile at ourselves for taking this time out, for setting this intention to be quiet for a little while, to allow ourselves to come into alignment on purpose, to feel the grace of this moment, to feel the love present within us. The love is omnipresent. There is nowhere it is not. But sometimes if we can just get peaceful, we can feel the love within us in all its warmth and beauty and power and clarity and wonder. Just being present with the beauty and the light. Just allowing ourselves to be in alignment. And to remember that this is one of those clumps. We are now in the clump of alignment. And in this clump of alignment, we have the capacity to appreciate. And this day is one of the most beautiful days we've had in months. And so let's focus on this beautiful sun shining, blue sky, white cloud, warm breeze day. Compared to the cold rain or the snow and ice we had last week, this warm, sunny day feels fabulous to me. Ever so easy to appreciate. Just something to love and to bless and to hold in my heart to remember as we go into a wintry period around here, that there are sunshiny, beautiful days as November starts to close out. There are still beautiful, beautiful sunny days. And in my alignment, I can appreciate this day and give thanks for this beautiful day and feel the blessing of this day. And when I'm in alignment, it's easier for me to find things to appreciate. As we hear our friend cough, we can appreciate our lungs for doing push-ups when it will help our health to have our lungs do push-ups. I love the feeling of lung push-ups when my lungs need to be cleaned and my body knows what to do. My body responds and gives my lungs a push-up. In the hospital, people are sometimes required to cough even when it hurts a lot, because that's one of the healthiest things you can do for your lungs, is to cough at the right time in the right place. And so we can appreciate the wisdom of our bodies and how magically our bodies know just what to do when we need that at the perfect time. And how magic it is to allow our bodies to bring us into greater balance and alignment, and to respond to the impulses, Our body gives us impulses to cough or to sneeze or to yawn or to stretch or to move or to rest. Our bodies are so wise. And when we're in alignment, we are able to hear our body's impulses and respond to them appropriately. What a good thing it is to be in alignment, to be open to all of the balance and harmony and ease that our body wants to show us, because our inner being is right there, omnipresent in every organ, cell, and system, knowing exactly what needs to be done in any moment. And we can appreciate our body's wisdom, our body's clarity, and how all those organ cells and systems know what to do. And we can follow those impulses. We can do what needs to be done to allow ourselves to express in even more health, even more vitality, even more energy, even more alignment. It is such a good thing to have wise, wonderful bodies and wise, wonderful inner beings who are ever attending to these perfect bodies that are always willing to reveal greater wholeness as we simply relax and breathe and release resistance and come into harmony, finding greater ease in each moment, in each breath, filling ourselves with oxygen and joy and wonder and beauty and harmony and grace. We are able to be in alignment and allow the well-being that is ever flowing to us to flow through us and as us more powerfully, just by our attention to that healing, loving energy in every organ, cell, and system. It's all good. It's all in alignment. And anything a little out of alignment will come back into alignment as we relax and breathe. Life can be so simple. And as we relax, we can perceive the simple solutions, the easy way to go. We can fall into a beautiful alignment. And we can see alignment all around us. And as we're in alignment, we run into more people in alignment. And as we're in alignment, we become more and get unconditionally loving of those who are in this moment out of alignment. Abraham says everyone encounters alignment at least a couple of times a day, even the most out of alignment people. And if we're in alignment, we will encounter everyone during their best moments of the day. And when we are in alignment, we have the capacity to be understanding and loving for those who are out of alignment. So if you could, just from your place of alignment, imagine someone who's a little frustrated in this moment and see if you can open your heart to that person, because you've been frustrated. I know I sure have been. And it's such a good thing when I'm frustrated to encounter somebody who isn't, who can reach out a hand and help me, or can smile at me or hug me, or tell me a joke and make me laugh and break the evil spell, as Abraham says, and cause me to come more into alignment than I was before. So let's just imagine somebody who's feeling anxious or irritated or frustrated, and surround them with this beautiful love that we are in this place of alignment. We don't have to physically do anything. We can just imagine them relaxing and taking a deeper breath in a moment and finding themselves coming into a more perfect alignment within them. We don't even have to know who we are or who they are. Probably helps to know who we are. And just see them relaxing and taking a deep breath. Do you ever notice sometimes if you're a little bit out of sorts that suddenly you shift a thought and your body breathes itself? Your inner being takes that deep breath that you've been needing, that you haven't been taking because of your focus of attention. I love it when that happens. So let's just imagine one person or a couple of people who may be out of alignment in this moment, suddenly taking that deep breath that means that they've connected with their inner being at a deeper level. And their inner being is showing them a way to alignment. And we can just imagine them feeling that breath and recognizing the shift, feeling how good it feels to shift, to relax, to get comfortable, to feel good, to feel peaceful. It feels so good to feel peaceful. And knowing that as we feel peaceful, our vibration is raising, just coming to the surface. The cork is bobbing to the surface, as Abraham says. Alignment is natural. Sometimes we hold the cork under the water by our focus of attention. But the minute we let go, it bobs to the surface of alignment. So we imagine these lovely people that we're seeing with their corks floating. And suddenly they're smiling and they're appreciating this beautiful day or something else that's happening. And we have had the experience of touching them with tenderness in our consciousness and allowing our alignment to help them come into alignment. And it may not happen right now, but it may happen an hour from now or a day from now when they're close to alignment and our focus on them has made a difference and helped them come into a place of deeper peace and ease and connection. And all of a sudden, those that were in the out of alignment clump are suddenly in the in alignment clump, and they are attracting a deeper and more wonderful experience. It is such a great thing to have alignment, to be in the alignment clump, and to help someone in the less alignment clump become more aligned. I am so grateful for this time that we have spent consciously coming into alignment. It is a deep place of peace and ease that is ever available to us. We can always come back here. It is a gift to choose to come into alignment. And for this, I am so grateful. Thank you for joining me today in the clump of alignment. For this, I do give thanks, and so it is.